In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has made you well." At first glance, Jesus' interaction with Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, puzzled me. He gives Bartimaeus a command, "Come here, call him here," when it's much easier for Jesus to go to a blind man than for a blind man to navigate his way through a crowd and find a single person. And secondly, he asks the blind man a rather obvious question: "What do you want me to do for you?" Clearly, Jesus could see what Bartimaeus needed from him. What purpose did the question serve? Through reading the Gospels, we encounter different reactions by Jesus to requests for his healing touch and work. In some cases, Jesus is very eager to rush to the side of the person in need and to heal them with speed, even if he's delayed along the way, like with the case of Jairus' daughter in Luke. In other cases, Jesus can appear aloof, and even almost cold-hearted, like with the Syrophoenician woman when he refers to her as a dog after her initial request to heal her daughter. So what's happening in this healing story? I think Jesus' response falls somewhere in the middle of these two polar extremes that I just gave. And as I thought about this further, a few chapters earlier in Mark, a story sprang to mind that helped me reshape Jesus' interaction with Bartimaeus. In Mark 6, Jesus returns to his hometown, Nazareth, after traveling up north. It's a story very familiar in footprint to the one that Bishop Glasspool preached on last week during our patronal feast. And when Jesus preaches in the synagogue in his hometown, there is an immediate response of offense on the part of the people of Nazareth that the son of a local carpenter might style himself a healer and a teacher. And then, after their immediate response of offense and indignation, a really amazing line appears in the text. "And he could do no deed of power there, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief." Think about this. The healing power, the unlimited potential of the power of God, was limited by something as paltry and meager as doubt and human unbelief. He could do no deed of power there. It's an incredible admission. And as I thought about this, about how people's response to Jesus' ministry and to his healing affected the scope of his work, it started to reshape Jesus' interaction with Bartimaeus in my mind. I think what's happening here is not Jesus putting obstacles in the way of Bartimaeus' healing, but instead inviting Bartimaeus to take the first step. Jesus is calling Bartimaeus to become an active participant in his own healing and to share in the healing ministry of Jesus. Because God's power never comes at the expense of our own free will, and God's healing never comes as some sort of unanticipated bonus dropped from a vending machine in the sky. In fact, all of Scripture is a record of God's insistence upon working out his plan of salvation in and through individuals and communities. God required Noah to build the ark in order to save his family. God required Moses to stretch out his arm over the Red Sea before the waters would part. Jesus enlisted the apostles and many disciples in his work. He instituted the church and guides it forward to this day in carrying that work out. None of God's salvation comes without a measure of participation on our own part. I love the collect for today. It asks God to increase in us faith, hope, and charity that we might obtain what he promises. There's a progression in the virtues that are listed here, just like there's a timeline in the healing of Bartimaeus' healing. He goes from calling to Jesus, to coming to Jesus, to following Jesus. There's a natural progress. And in the same way, I see this in the gifts of faith, hope, and love. Through faith, we begin to believe. And this spark of belief grounds us over time in a certain hope that we know God loves and cares for us, and that we are held solidly in the palm of God's hand. And once we have this holy confidence, once we feel this groundedness, we are able to move out into the world, interacting with others, extending the love of God as we move along. I think the same opportunity that Bartimaeus had to become a participant in the healing ministry of Jesus exists for us today, right here and right now. Today, Christ calls each and every one of us to pause and to examine within our hearts, what do we want God to do for us? Where do we need the healing touch of God in our lives and in the lives of those we care for? Today, Jesus is calling the community of St. Luke in the Fields to identify what we want God to do for us and for the community that we reside in. How can we be an emblem of God's love to other people? We need to clearly identify it in order to participate in the healing ministry of Christ in the world. I think today's Ingathering Sunday is a particular opportunity to name specifically how we want to participate with God in healing. We think, as a body of Christians, we pray every Sunday for those who are in need, for those who are hungry, for the friendless, the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression. But these things, these answers to these ills, do not materialize on their own. There will be no magic wand that is waved, even as we pray week in and week out. Instead, we are called to take heart and to get up and hear Christ's call, to realize the love which we are held by, and then to extend it out into the world. And once we realize this, we see this opportunity to invest in our community of faith with our time, our talent, and our treasure, to get up off the sidelines and to take an active part as fellow ministers together. We do this work here in our community through programs like Art and Acceptance and Go. We do it every Sunday with a food collection backed by the Baptismal Fund, and through the work of groups like the Pastoral Care Network. There are so many ways in this particular community here in our city that we can gather up our cloaks, stand up, and follow Jesus. That we can be like Bartimaeus and take an active role in the healing of our own hearts and in the world. And so, my friends, today I invite you to listen for Christ's call. Go to him when he calls you. Tell him specifically what you need and hope for from God, what concern you have for yourself and for those you love. And then take heart. He calls us. Follow Jesus out into the world. Take your part in the work and ministry of the church and become an active participant in the healing of the world. Amen.